Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia calls on mass media to make people aware of voting rights abiding by Election Code of Conduct. Nepal observes World Press Freedom Day by organizing various programs. Nepal makes notable progress in Press Freedom Index. Eid festival marked by Muslim community in Nepal today, and Russia says its forces are firing on Ukrainian troops at Mariupol still work. Now the news in detail. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has urged mass media to make people aware of their voting rights by properly abiding by the Election Code of Conduct. Addressing a program organized to launch the Code of Conduct prepared by the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal for its member radio stations, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia appreciated the Nepali media's role in a political transformation in the country. He called on all to be committed not to disseminating misinformation and hate speeches on social media. He also urged all to create an environment for systematic, dignified and free elections by abiding by the Code of Conduct. The Election Commission has focused its attention on monitoring the implementation of the Election Code of Conduct as May 13th local election nears. Election Commission Joint Secretary Yagya Prasad Bhattrai said that the Commission has received 31 complaints about the violation of the Election Code of Conduct and clarifications had been sought in connection with 21 complaints. He further said the publicity materials that were disseminated violating the Code of Conduct had been seized. The Commission has also directed the election officers to annul the candidacies if candidates are found to have kept posters, banners and flags in the restricted areas violating the Code of Conduct. World Press Freedom Day has been observed today under the main slogan of Journalism Under Digital Seas. On this occasion, the Federation of Nepali Journalists released a report on press freedom and freedom of expression. At a program organized in Kathmandu today, chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, Tapa Bahadur Magar, asked all to pay attention to the professional security of journalists. Similarly, President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Bipul Pokhrel, shared that there is no situation of guarantee of press freedom, no matter which political party joins the government. Nepal has made notable progress in the Press Freedom Index. According to the World Press Freedom Index launched by the Reporters Without Borders today, Nepal is placed in the 76th position among a list of 180 countries. Last year, Nepal was ranked 106th. The index shows that neighboring country India has slid to the 150th position in 2022 from the 142nd position last year. Norway, Denmark and Sweden are ranked in the first, second and third positions respectively. The Muslim community in Nepal has marked Eid al-Fitr festival today by exchanging greetings and blessings. The first day of the 10th month of the Arabic calendar, Eid, is marked as the Muslim community ends the month-long fasting of Ramadan. Likewise, the Hindu community also marked Akshaya Tritiya festival in the country. The day is considered holy as the myth says Lord Mahadeva and Goddess Parvati got married on the same day. Likewise, the day is also marked as the birth anniversary of the sixth incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Parshuram. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Teli ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Finance Janardhan Sharma has argued that disciplined and professional auditing was required for strengthening the country's economy. Addressing the first National Auditors Conference organized by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Nepal in Kathmandu today, Minister Sharma said the auditors should not be reluctant in assuming the responsibility of making fair access to the entire property. He urged the auditors to pay attention to their profession, adding that slight gaps in calculation will also severely impact the national economy. The finance minister added that high integrity, fairness, and a sense of responsibility are required in the auditing process. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gobinda Prasad Sharma said the government was preparing to amend the laws that are against the spirit of the constitution and press freedom. Addressing a program organized by Media Action Nepal and Online TV Journalist Association in Kathmandu today, Law Minister Sharma assured to amend the anti-press freedom laws. The Law Minister also clarified that the government was not in favor of introducing the laws that curtail the press freedom. He said the government should make the press more accountable than controlling and suppressing it. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russian Defense Ministry says Russia is attacking offensive position adopted by Ukrainian troops at Mariupol's Azovstal steelworks. The ministry's spokesperson said Russian army units and fighters from the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic were using artillery and aircraft to destroy the offensive position. Meanwhile, at least 9 civilians have been killed in Russian shelling in Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine this morning. In another development, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree on unfriendly actions of certain foreign states and international organizations. The Kremlin has said the decree means Russia will forbid the export of products and raw materials to sanctioned people and entities. According to a leaked U.S. Supreme Court document, millions of women across the U.S. could soon lose their legal right to abortion. The document published by Politico suggests the country's top court is poised to overturn the decision that legalized abortion nationwide in 1973. If the court strikes down the Roe versus Wade ruling, individual states would be allowed to ban abortion if they wish. It is expected abortion could then be banned in almost half of U.S. states. The Supreme Court justices are expected to issue a ruling in late June or early July. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rain or thunder and lightning at some places in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Pashchim Province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia calls on mass media to make people aware of voting rights abiding by Election Code of Conduct. Nepal observes Old Press Freedom Day by organizing various programs. Nepal makes notable progress in Press Freedom Index. Eid festival marked by Muslim community in Nepal today. Russia says its forces are firing on Ukrainian troops at Mariupol steelworks. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.